foundation.
Ye saints of the Lord, He is made for your faith in His excellent word. What more can He say than to you He has said, to you who for refuge to Jesus have fled.
Welcome to the Covenant in the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. The Bible commands us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, workmen that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Our goal is to help you understand the Bible better so that you can apply it to your life. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offer. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III, the President of Gospel Light Society and Torch Ministries International.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Covenant and the Cross podcast. This is episode number 101. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to help you better understand the Word of God, the Holy Bible, both the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament is the story of the covenant which God made with His chosen people Israel to bless the whole world. Whether you realize it or not, you are being blessed through Israel today. And the New Testament is the story of the cross of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which signifies the fulfillment of the old covenant with Israel and the formation of a new covenant with redeemed people saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection from all nations. As many of you know, I have been gone for a while. I have been preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ nearly 2,000 times now on an almost daily basis. I'm just coming off of a vacation, getting ready to come off of a vacation, and I am thankful to God for allowing me to be back behind the mic for this podcast, and I thank God for you and your patience and your being here with me again today as we study the Word of God, the Holy Bible. We always like to start out actually reading the Word of God, and today's passage of Holy Scripture is from Joshua chapter 4, verses 14 through 18, which reads, "On that day the Lord magnified Joshua in the sight of all Israel, and they feared him as they feared Moses all the days of his life. And the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Command the priests that bear the ark of the testimony, that they come up out of Jordan. Joshua therefore commanded the priests, saying, Come ye up out of Jordan. And it came to pass, when the priests that bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord were come up out of the midst of Jordan, and the soles of the priests' feet were lifted up unto the dry land, that the waters of Jordan return unto their place, and flowed over all his banks as they did before." Now, beloved, regarding this passage, Jameson, Fawcett, and Brown wrote in their commentary, it appeared clear from the chief part he acted that he was the divinely appointed leader, for even the priests did not enter the river or quit their position except at his command. And thenceforward his authority was as firmly established as that of his predecessor. Their crossing, which was the final act, completed the evidence of the miracle. For then, and not until then, the suspended laws of nature were restored, the waters returned to their place, and the river flowed with as full a current as before. Today's quote about the Holy Bible is from Dr. Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers. He said, nobody ever outgrows Holy Scripture. The book widens and deepens with our years. Our topic for today is titled Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho and Hazor 2, as we pick up where we left off, Part 7, from the fine book The Promise and the Blessing by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. And I want to thank my producers who worked together to put this together today. For this particular podcast, my baby son, Daniel Ezekiel White, and my daughter, Daniqua Grace White, my baby daughter, Danielle Elizabeth Breedlove White, and then my daughter, Danae Mary Louise White. And I thank the Lord for my children, all of my children. Danny White, who's now off doing other things as well. Daniel White the Fourth, who's off doing other things as well, who used to do this particular podcast all by himself, who used to produce this particular podcast for quite a while. And my daughter Danita Evangeline White. And so I give God the glory, praise, and honor that all of my children have helped me in the ministry for the glory of God down through the years. The Battle of Jericho. The first objective was Jericho, one of the strongest cities in the region. It guarded the entire lower region of the Jordan Valley. Allow me to repeat that. The Battle of Jericho. The first objective was Jericho, one of the strongest cities in the region. It guarded the entire lower region of the Jordan Valley and access to the Central Plateau. Once this city was taken, the entire land was opened up. But Jericho was a tough one. So despite what the song says, Joshua did not fight this battle. Rather, God himself fought this battle of Jericho. As we follow the text, we read that Joshua apparently was out surveying the city. In the process, he encountered a man holding a drawn sword. Joshua challenged this person, asking which side he was on. Are you for us or for our enemies? The stranger's response is surprising. He was on neither side, but had come as a commander of the army of the Lord. This reply served to remind Joshua that the question was not whether God was on his side, but whether he was on God's side. Joshua understood the point and prostrated himself. Now God told Joshua how the battle would be fought. He and the people were to march around the city once a day for 6 days. Now I'm adding this, and I've never heard this before, but this is certainly an image of a picture, rather, of understanding that the battle is truly the Lord's. And the marching around the city also could, I would imagine, include some praying going on. Anyway, on the 7th day, they were to march around it 7 times, and then the priests were to blow trumpets, and the people were to shout. They did so, and the walls collapsed. The army rushed in to mop up, wiping out every living creature except Rahab and her family. Now, again, it's all about depending on the Lord and letting the Lord fight your battles and trusting in him to do that. That's what I'm trying to get across here. There were several lessons here for the Israelites. First, God was fighting for the nation because they were part of his program. As such, he did not really need the military might of the people. And God showed this and proved this on several occasions throughout Holy Scripture. Although he let them participate in the cleanup. Second, Jericho was the first fruits of the land and therefore belonged to God. Third, and often overlooked, God was willing to accept anyone who had the faith to seek him. In this case, it was Rahab and her family. She was a Canaanite, and her occupation was undesirable. She was a prostitute. Nevertheless, she was accepted into the nation of God's people, and in fact married into the tribe of Judah, and became an ancestress of David, and thus ultimately of Jesus. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue this topic in our next podcast. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. How that it comes alive by your grace, by your might, by your power, by your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you will help us to learn the lessons you want us to learn and to obey your holy word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the 3rd day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Covenant and the Cross, a survey of the Old and New Testaments. If you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using, The Promise and the Blessing, by Dr. Michael A. Harbin. The book is available on our website for just $20. You can make your purchase today at covenantandcrosspodcast.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to The Covenant and the Cross on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. God bless.
Say